Listen, I am old enough to remember the worst economy, I believe, in my lifetime. Happened starting about 1978, 79 in there, ran into the early 80s. Jimmy Carter had a little sweater on, talking about the malaise in America, sitting in the White House. It was a disgusting speech, by the way. But inflation was high. Mortgages were 15, 16, 17%. Inflation was out of control. But I never heard the term transitory. I was never told by Walter Cronkite that the inflation we faced as a nation was transitory. And I don't know where that came from, so I had to bring in somebody who knew what they were talking about. So with us is Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. He is the president there. Grover, good to have you back. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be with you.
So help me out here. What is this transitory, this idea that somehow this inflation is just temporary, everybody can see it, nobody cares about it, it's not a big deal. Help me.
It's a stall. They don't want to talk about it. Their policies of doubling the capital gains tax, which they intend to do, raising the price of energy by shutting down pipelines and not doing more fracking and not looking for more energy on federal land, all the regulations that which will force us to move in, to use inefficient energy and raise the cost. All of those things raise prices. But when the government prints money because it is spending trillions and trillions of dollars that it doesn't need to, that won't add to the productivity of the country, that's going to raise the general price level. And we have seen in the year before we took over, it was 1.4% inflation. We're now running about 5% on an annualized basis. So it has really picked up the pace. And that's generalized, the general price increase. That's not looking at 12 products. That's looking at everything. That happens because you're spending too much and printing too much money. Jimmy Carter acted like he didn't understand it. I don't know. Biden didn't want to talk about it. When he talks about COVID, his poll numbers look good. When he talks about inflation, no. The border violence, no. Crime in the streets, no. So he's only going to want to talk about COVID and anything to get inflation out of the conversation he'll come up with, including some idea that somehow inflation can be transitory. They just made it up. It's an interesting choice of words.
Right. I want to Jason Furman, econ professor at Harvard, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Barack Obama. He said, I have no idea what the word transitory means. And then went on to add this, inflation is currently running at 9% annually. If it goes to 7%, does that mean it was transitory because some of the 9 went away? I think that's a fair question. I didn't realize that inflation was at 9% now. That's pretty frightening.
Yeah, it depends. If you go back a year, it's 5%. But if you go back a year and a half, it was 1.5%. So it's speeding up. And if you just look at the last 6 months, it's going at a 9% rate, which is up there with Jimmy Carter. And the question is, inflation, if it stays at 9%, that's a big problem. But you go watch them, they will say it is stable. And the confusion is that inflation is the rate of change of prices. So if it just stays the same at, 9%, that means every year everything gets 9% more expensive. And your salary is worth 9% less. It is a huge problem. Watch them say that back-to-back years of 9% show stability instead of what we understood when Carter had back-to-back 10%.
Well, what do you do? I mean, in fairness, you're retired or you're on a fixed income or you have another limitation on your income. Or, hey, you finally got that job that pays $25 an hour and you're feeling pretty good about things, but all of a sudden that $25 just doesn't have the buying power that it did last year by next year. I mean, so people start to feel like, hey, I'm getting somewhere, and yet their electric bill goes up, the price of the pump goes up, going to the grocery store has gone up, buying a piece of wood has gone up, and so on and so forth. What good is it? Do we have to make the minimum wage not $15, but $50 an hour?
Well, the only good thing about it is the Democrats lose the House and the Senate in 2022. And the only way to stop inflation when you have a left-wing president in Congress is to get a different Congress and a different president. That's what happened when we transitioned from Carter.
But fair, in fairness, Grover, if they ram through this $6 trillion or whatever it is for the budget and $4 trillion for infrastructure, as they call it, which includes daycare and a whole host of other things that have nothing to do with infrastructure, then if they spend the $10 trillion, if they ram it through reconciliation or some other parliamentary trick, the inflation is not going anywhere because that spending is not for this year. That spending is spread out over the next decade. It's reckless spending for 10 years. How do you ever pull that back in with the House or the Senate? You can't stop it, can you?
Well, you can. You can crawl it back. When they need to do the debt ceiling increase, we can do what we did with Obama. We said to Obama, we'll give you a debt ceiling increase, but you have to take $2 trillion over the next decade of your planned spending and make it go away. That's how we got Obama's effort to spend us into bankruptcy way down from where it was. Still pretty bad, but $2 trillion down over a 10-year period. You can do the same thing to this guy. The stuff that goes out the door this year and next year, you can't take back. But the next 8 years of planned stupid, that can be undone.
Yeah, so this leaves us in a position where I don't see the Democrats pulling back from any of their spending initiatives, dreams, pipe dreams, nightmare to some of us. Because for those of us, I can remember 1979 and 1980 when I was in middle school, headed for high school. And friends of mine, their parents lost both jobs. Mom and dad lost jobs because companies went out of business. They just went belly up all over where I am. People were hurting, really, because of inflation. Anybody that doesn't take inflation seriously hasn't seen the downside of it. Is that fair to say?
It is. It's interesting that people have forgotten, but it has been a while since we've had damaging inflation. That was 40 years ago. A lot of people wandering around today as adults.
Well, thanks for pointing out how old I am. I appreciate you pointing out how old I am. Thank you, Grover. Carry on.
Yeah. Well, what we do have is the history, understanding of economics. What we don't have is any grown-ups in the White House that are willing to level with the American people, which means they won't fix it. I mean, the Democrats are going to lose the election in 2 years because inflation, because violence at the border, because crime. And all three of those issues are ones that Biden is not able to walk back because of how left. It's one thing if you're doing something stupid and you can change your mind, but he has parts of his Democratic Party that will not yet let you control the border, will not let you spend less money and pull down inflation, and will not allow you to fight crime in any meaningful way.
Right.
So he's going to talk about infrastructure. The reason what they talk about infrastructure is that people believe, 50% of Americans believe, that infrastructure helps the economy. Only 34% believe that more government spending helps the economy. So it's 14% better if you call the same stupid spending infrastructure.
Right. You know, and what's disappointing is Joe Biden is old enough to remember what happened during the Carter years, but sadly, he doesn't remember what he had for breakfast. Grover, greatly appreciate you being here as always. Grover Norquist, president for Americans for Tax Reform. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Good to be with you.
And when we come back, we'll have Craig Stiles here. We'll talk about the practical application of all of these impacts on the economy and your investments and your future. Don't go anywhere.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details.
100 games into the 2021 season, let's take a moment to appreciate just how good a rookie season Akil Badu is having. He's not just having a good rookie season for a Rule 5 guy. Offensively, he's having one of the greatest seasons as measured by OPS Plus by a Tigers rookie in franchise history. And with his power and speed combination, well, there's never really been another Tigers rookie rookie quite like him. In the last 70 years, only Chris Shelton and Matt Noakes have had a higher OPS plus, but neither had speed, neither had the upside of Akil Baddoo. Baddoo's adjustments have been impressive. As the league started to pitch him tougher, he's answered by putting together more disciplined at bat. He's much better with men on base and with the bases empty. His defense is getting better every day. There's a long way to go in Akil Baddoo's development, he'll tell you that. And that's actually pretty exciting when you consider all he's already accomplished.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.